This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Over 100 members of Congress, including Marco Rubio, are demanding that the White House disclose the labyrinth of ways Planned Parenthood is funded. A GAO report shows defunding the abortion giant could be quite complicated. Loaning employees to campaigns was made illegal decades ago, but Planned Parenthood's millions in cash contributions paid to the Clinton for President campaign and the newly discovered thousands of Clinton checks paying for Planned Parenthood employees' time on the campaign may be an efficient avoidance of congressional intent. The recent abortion-friendly protests at the Supreme Court may have been a hired job. The group Bound for Life is saying the contention that there were more abortion advocates than life advocates there might only be true if you count those paid to be there by big money donors who like abortion. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Abortion advocates plotting the demise of Ireland's pro-life laws are trying to recoup from last week's election rebuke of abortion-friendly candidates. They promised to overturn Amendment 8's pro-life protections. They've now created a poll finding 80% of voters want women's health to be a priority in any reform, and then rush to say abortion is that health priority the voters have in mind. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.